Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. The U.S. is now pressing for a ceasefire in Gaza before the United Nations. Submitting a draft resolution this week, Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement while visiting with Arab leaders in Egypt on Thursday. He's set to visit leaders in Israel Friday. The U.N. Security Council will vote Friday on the new U.S. ceasefire resolution. Americans are still shelling out money for homes despite soaring interest rates. Home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February.
The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline, which was attributed to those soaring mortgage rates. I'm John Schaefer.
U.S. lawmakers have put forth a $1.2 trillion government funding proposal as a potential solution to a looming partial government shutdown. Both the House and Senate must approve the bill by the end of Friday to prevent at least a temporary funding gap. Departments at risk of facing funding shortages include defense, education, and the legislative branch. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties if he can't come up with a big amount of bond money. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Apple is being sued for alleged antitrust law violations. The lawsuit filed by the Department of Justice, along with 16 state and district attorneys general, claims Apple has monopolized the smartphone market by blocking competitors from accessing hardware and software features of the iPhone. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
An independent investigation by officials in Major League Baseball will be coming as the league's highest paid player is being linked to suspects in a federal gambling probe. LA Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani's interpreters facing accusations of stealing millions of Ohtani's money and spending it with an illegal bookmaker, but many questions remain.
I think they will look into everything, the bets outside of baseball, the bookmaking operation by this Orange County guy, and then how was Ohtani involved.
Villanova sports law professor Andrew Brandt, a spokesperson for Ohtani, originally told ESPN the funds were knowingly transferred to help cover a gambling debt. But later, a lawyer said Ohtani was instead the victim of being ripped off. Despite surging mortgage rates, home sales in the U.S. reached their highest level in a year in February. The National Association of Realtors revealed that existing home sales surged by almost 10% compared to the previous month. This marks the
second consecutive month of increased sales, indicating a rebound from the fall's decline attributed to soaring mortgage rates. No charges will be filed in regards to a fight that occurred one day before the death of an Oklahoma teenager, 16-year-old Nex Benedict, who had complained to parents and school staff about being bullied, was involved in a fist fight at Owosso High School in Oklahoma, and was found dead the next day. Officials have ruled Benedict's death a suicide. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
908-1252. It's Court Kirkwood. Yeah, I sent it. I don't know what happened. But anyway, I'll resend it. Okay. You got it.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour. How you doing? Happy Friday to you. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where we reside. And thank you for joining us. Got lots to talk about. You know, the big spending package came through. And also with our first guest, Arcourt Kirkwood, who is a longtime contributor to The New American and former newspaper editor. He's been breaking down more details of the Hur transcript. You know, Biden's memory is all but gone and is disqualified from being indicted. But it's okay for him to be president of the United States. Are we crazy or what? I mean, this is what our country has been reduced to, is that we have somebody now, an outsider, I mean, a special prosecutor who spends time with the president, and it's clear from his purview and just in asking questions that Joe Biden's memory is all but gone. And I guess if you don't have much of a memory, that disqualifies you from being indicted, which will be an interesting get out of jail card that you got to know that attorneys are going to be using down the road. And meanwhile, the president obviously is raging, you know, toward this report. And so, you know, we'll talk to Court about that. But as we are on standby in connecting with him right now, meanwhile, you know, the overnight shocker was what happened with the spending bill. I mean, this is... I don't know. I don't know what it is about Republicans. I mean, this is what accuses and lends validity to the uniparty when, you know, they don't know how to negotiate. It's just amazing. Arcourt Kirkwood is with us right now. Court, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Bill. Appreciate you before, having me on.
Hey, really, I appreciate your insight here. Before we get into the Hur investigation and his analysis of one Joe Biden, did you happen to catch the $1.2 trillion spending deal to fund the government? Oh, we had to avert a partial shutdown of our country. But it's like, well, let's, you know, but we'll go ahead and just tack on another $1.2 trillion worth of spending to a country that's already $34 trillion in debt, right?
Well, I mean, this is business as usual. You know, I mean, I have no problem with the government shutting down. Yeah. It would be the best thing for the country. We'd stop wasting money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, the deal is that, you know, we keep the government open for what, for the most part, for the people that the Democrats have paid off to buy their vote, and this is an election year. So the way this comes out is it secures that part of their, you know, of their base, because their pet projects will continue to be funded at the expense of, you know, us, you know, on the conservative side that think we have representation there in the government. But we don't have very good representation. I think that, I don't know about you, Cord, but I want to hire Nancy Pelosi. I think that she would do a lot better job. I know she's a Democrat, but you know the results that she was able to get versus what Republicans are able to get, it's just not a fair fight. We're getting our butts handed to us all the time.
Oh yeah, well we have been. Well, we've been getting our butts handed to us for decades.
Yes.
I mean, I don't know if you remember this, but you know Ronald Reagan came into office saying he was going to eliminate the Departments of Energy, Education, and Commerce. When he left office, we had two more cabinet departments.
Right.
So, Reagan couldn't do anything about it. And, and you know, we've actually had two chances. You know, we had two chances to really do something effective in the last 40 years. One was when Reagan was elected, and one was when Trump was elected, and they both failed.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the establishment. Go ahead.
Trump,
I'm sorry.
Trump would have had an easier time because he had a Republican Congress and Senate.
Yeah.
And Reagan did not. Reagan never had a. But you know, he never vetoed. Reagan didn't veto any of this of the spending that we expected him to.
Exactly. Well, and the thing is even like with immigration right now, Reagan went ahead and accepted the negotiations with the Democrats when they said, just give us 3 million. 3 million, we'll amnesty at three. We'll never ask you again. It'll be end of story. Well, you know how quick their memory fades. I mean, you made that deal. You said you would never come back again. And now here you are with open borders. And now we're renegotiating something that supposedly back in the 80s was sealed, right?
Yes. Exactly. I mean, it's all, you know, the current immigration problem began in 1965 when Kennedy and the liberals ran through that immigration bill that changed the countries from which immigrants came radically, completely altered it. We had a very successful immigration policy from 1924 through 1965. But Kennedy orchestrated a bill that he knew, this, which he lied about, but he knew would alter the demography of the country and create more Democratic voters.
Exactly.
And he did it on purpose. The Labor Party did the same thing in Britain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, this has been a long-term, you know, unveiling scam, and we look back on it, as you say, you go back to the 60s, you start seeing the genesis of this, and you go, wow. And some people warned our politicians, warned the voters, but you know, the voters are just they're so overwhelmed, and especially now. I mean, these days, all this and misinformation is so funny. The government is talking about misinformation. They're the greatest purveyors of misinformation.
Yeah,
and they're just it's coming at the people like through a fire hose, Court. They don't know what to make of it. But meanwhile, this Democratic Republic is fading away. And if Donald Trump is not elected into office, and it really is, I mean, it's a clear binary choice. If you want more of the same and getting worse, then stay with Biden. If you have any hope whatsoever for this Democratic Republic and a revival of this constitutional republic, then Donald Trump's your only choice. And Donald Trump learned a lot the first time around. He realized after the fact that Barack Obama and the Democratic Party had really, you know, set some Manchurian candidates in place to do everything they could to resist and to interfere with this government. I mean, you talk about government interference and how they howl about it, and yet all the shenanigans shenanigans that they did to Donald Trump was endless and costly. And this came out of the American people's pocket, out of their wallet. I mean, we had 3 years up until the pandemic of some pretty good stuff that was happening in this country. But all of a sudden, Court, I guess this country decided that, hey, we don't want to win anymore. We're a bunch of losers. We just deserve to lose. So let's get Joe Biden, of all people, and he'll lead the charge to Loserville one more time. Got to go to break. We've got more from Court after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Home sales are down 31% across America, and mortgage rates are on the rise. If your home is not selling, you need to call our experts right now at the Quick Cash Hotline. We have investors ready to pay you cash for your property, regardless of the condition it's in. Most of our closings can happen in about 7 days. You don't have to worry about a buyer getting approved. You don't have to worry about showing your home. One simple call right now. Just pick up the phone and call us. I'll give you the number in a second. We will negotiate with you a price to buy your home. It's that simple. If you're ready to sell your home right now, any home, any condition, and you don't want to put money into it, no problem. We'll buy it from you. Call right now. It's a free call.
800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. 800-217-6459. That's 800-217-6459.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our Court Kirkwood, longtime contributor to the New American, former newspaper editor, is here with us. And, you know, Court, as we were talking off air, you know, people got to hear the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but, you know, and I am coming to that conclusion that so much of what we're dealing with is already baked in the cake. You know, kind of like where we are right now with elections. And this is going to sound a bit pessimistic for our audience because I've tried to be optimistic about it. But, you know, I think there's a time when we have to look at the reality of where we are. And that's what we were talking about off air. And, you know, here we are. We have been misrepresented for a long time. And it's almost like we're fooling ourselves and thinking that this current system that we have right now is going to get us back on track. But look what happens. I'm just, it's more of the same. And this this goal of a uniparty that the Democrats have had in mind for a long time, ever since they saw California be overrun and become a uniparty, that's kind of been the poster child and the objective that Democrats have for the entire country. And they kind of have us checkmated, don't they?
Let's put it this way. It's not looking good. I mean, I don't know if they have us checkmated. I mean, I think we have to realize that we have to use politics now, you know, to stave off whatever we can, but also mm-hmm. be prepared for the future if something collapses. Because, you know, as Herb Stein, you know, said about financial matters, particularly when you're looking at the kind of national debt that we have, you know, mm-hmm. what cannot go on won't.
Yes. Right,
and Social Security and Medicare cannot go on the way they are. Mm-hmm. Now, when they're going to collapse, I don't know, because Congress has the ability to keep printing money. But, you know, we're not. The thing is this: you know, we're well beyond the debates we were having in the '80s when conservatives thought that Dick Gephardt, one of the last pro-life Catholics, Democrats. Was you know, raising intelligent questions about what our trade, what this free trade business was doing
exactly.
to our American workers. And,
right.
and Republicans thought, and conservatives were denouncing this guy. First of all, he was right. But mm-hmm. imagine a time when your biggest problem was Dick Gephardt.
Yeah, right.
Now our biggest problem is electing men who think they're women to public office and a president who hires a bald sadist to run our nuclear waste program. Think about this. We hire a man who pretends he's a dog, or you know, this pup play business, and this is a man that the President of the United States put into office who calls himself non-binary. I mean, we're so far down the road. It's our biggest problem in the 1980s is how much is the Social Security increase going to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, domestically, not discussing foreign policy, but now we have the Attorney General of the United States declaring that parents who complain at school board meetings, calling them potential white supremacist terrorists.
Yeah, domestic terrorists. Yeah, exactly. Well, and that's what they're doing. I mean, they have weaponized everything.
Yeah, and it's us. Everything. That's correct.
And it's us against them. I mean, and we just have to figure out who the us is, because we're not sure. It's like, wait a minute, let's make sure everybody's wearing the right jersey so we can identify who the heck we're dealing with here, because it's that confusing, but it's really that clear. Like you said, I mean, all you got to do is look at the cabinet of Joe Biden and see what checking boxes does. It gets you this kind of crazy representation. This is nuts where we are right now. And when I was early on in my business career, you know, we found out about the Peter Principle, and you know, we read extensively about that, and we started to observe how that was being manifest in corporate America, and even more so now. It's like it comes with an endorsement. You know, Joe Biden is the poster child for the Peter Principle. He has failed up. You know, Kamala Harris failed up. I mean, his entire administration, his cabinet, it is pathetic. And here we are. I mean, the greatest country, and this is the best we can do, is Joe Biden and Kamala Harris? Really?
Well, exactly. Not only that, you know, you have a president that essentially, you know, everybody knows, and anybody who's had a relative that has dementia knows that Joe Biden has dementia. And that's not me talking. That was liberals talk. Some honest leftists were saying this during the campaign in 2020. I mean, keeping this, first of all, I mean, and I'm dead serious about this, keeping this man in office is elder abuse.
It really is. Yeah, we've said that from day one.
I mean, and it's not funny. It is not amusing to see a man who has dementia struggling day after day. He doesn't know where he is, and he loses his.
How to get off the stage? He's talking to dead people, and the thing is that we're not fooling anybody. I mean, Herr comes out with his transcript, and of course, everybody starts clutching. And I say everybody. You know, those on the left are clutching the pearls, and they're all verklempt over the whole deal. Are you freaking kidding me? I mean, everybody in the world has seen Joe Biden, and they realize it's a joke, and look what's happening. I mean, at any of these international events, everybody, he's like a pariah. Yeah. Everybody just stands, they got to kind of stay near him a little bit because of America's money, outside of that, he's a joke.
Well, you know, what you have to understand about the Herr report is that was confirmation that the man has dementia. And the irony of that is that Joe Biden's reaction to that report was further confirmation that he had dementia. First of all, when Joe Biden says things, it's hard to tell when he's lying and when he's actually believes what he says, because, you know, false memories are a symptom of Alzheimer's. Mm-hmm. So when he said, "How dare Robert Herr bring up my son's death?" Robert Herr and his investigators did not bring it up. Biden brought it up.
Yeah. Yeah, it's there in the transcript. It's there in the transcript, and Whoopi Goldberg doesn't know how to, step back fast enough because she went into that bucket, right?
Yeah, right. And so if you read that report, you know, the memory parts of it. When you have a guy like Robert Herr who says, "Look, I cannot prosecute this guy because a jury's not going to convict him. They're going to know that he's senile. He's just a well-meaning, old, forgetful old man."
Right.
You know, so he didn't take those classified documents on purpose. Of course, we know he did.
Yeah.
But since he cannot
Because back when he was a senator and vice president,
you flat out
broke the law. I don't care if you remember or not.
Well, but the thing is that you have to be able to prosecute it.
Yes.
It doesn't matter what we know. You know, it's what you can prove. And you got to prove it to a jury. And he's right. I mean, Herr was right. One of the reasons he didn't prosecute him was that he didn't think a jury would convict a well-meaning, elderly, old man. That's code for the guy has dementia.
Exactly.
No jury's going to convict him. So there's no point in prosecuting him. And I think Herr's, frankly, yes, I agree that he should have been prosecuted. But I, if I were Herr, maybe I would have gone ahead and done it. But I do understand his reasoning.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I don't think Republicans should be too mad about it. I understand the guy's reasoning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just tough. It's just tough to swallow after everything they're doing with. It's just tough because of all they're doing with Trump, and that's what just adds to the aggravation of it all. And the thing is that this is another Democrat that you went through a whole deal like with Comey and Hillary Clinton. Here she obstructs justice, destroys evidence, a long list of offenses. And then the conclusion from James Comey is no reasonable prosecutor would indict her.
Yeah, he said there was no intent, but the difference is Herr is a Republican.
Yes. Yeah,
and the irony of that is that they were grilling him because he put the memory stuff in the report and said, you wrote this report to hurt Joe Biden. Well, no, he didn't.
Well, the deal is
that being very honest about it.
Well, it should be an indictment on the leadership of the Democratic Party and everybody that is a Democrat, because they are buttressing and holding this senile man up. And as you say, you called it elder abuse, but it's even worse than that. We got to leave it there.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, a Pfizer vaccine.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East on Thursday. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Wall Street closed its stocks higher Thursday. Stocks have been boosted thanks to the Federal Reserve indicating three rate cuts are still likely to come later on this year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Dr. John Zemarek from Stream.org is with us right now. John, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Bill. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, before we jump into the brewmaster stories of the day, I did want to get your read on what's going on with Donald Trump. I mean, this is just amazing to me. And I started to put a list together of all the things that Donald Trump has done for the city of New York, in terms of building, how he's helped. I mean, he refurbished an ice rink that was all but gone. And I mean, he's done so much for that city. And what Letitia James and the city is doing, thank you very much, to Donald Trump, it's just unconscionable. And I think that the payback on this whole deal right now, as ugly as it looks, well, I'll tell you, I think the payback on this thing is going to be severe, and it should be.
That's right. Well, I'm a lifelong native New Yorker, and I've moved out, and I never want to go back. And I saw a survey, something like 50% of New Yorkers say they would leave if they could, and they're actively looking for ways to leave.
I mean, but the problem is, But the problem is, though,
into an unlivable hellhole. They're turning it into an unlivable hellhole where illegal aliens can commit crimes in the street and get away with it. Where squatters can seize your house, and if you try to take it back, you'll be arrested.
Exactly.
It's turning into Seattle and Portland.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, I like you, John, but I was a West Coast guy. I was born and raised in California. My kids are still there. And I left there, 13 years ago. And the problem is that, you know, for me, okay, I'm in Florida, but how long is Florida going to be okay? I mean, this disease is just, it's like a cancer. It's metastasizing. And so, you know, for people to say, okay, well, I left New York. Well, we can't surrender New York. You can't surrender California. You can't surrender Illinois and some of these, you know, decidedly blue states and just let them continue on their merry way. Otherwise, the country is done.
Well, the country may be done, but I'm just talking right now about New York needs to feel the consequences. It needs productive people to leave. It needs property owners to sell. I mean, I'm talking about trying to force New York to feel some consequences. But I mean, there are cities like New Orleans where you pass a certain threshold where too high a percentage of the voting population are recent amnesty recipients of amnesty or a blood relative of a felon, you know, related to a criminal, where you're never going to get a majority of pro-law enforcement people.
Exactly.
I call it the Port-au-Prince problem, where it turns into Haiti, where Monsieur Barbecue and the cattle gang are in charge. Mm-hmm. And that is the goal of the left. The goal of the left is now purely destructive. They don't have anything positive. They're not seeking justice. They're not seeking reform. They're not seeking freedom. What we have to see is the left is like the possessed pigs in the parable, the story of the Gadarene swine in the gospel, where they're just possessed by demons, galloping down to drown themselves in the sea. Dostoevsky wrote a novel called The Possessed, where he depicted the force moving the radical left. And this was back in the 1880s, where he showed that it was a force of destruction for its own sake.
Exactly.
And I've argued this in several pieces at the stream. Mm-hmm. Does anybody really think that bringing in 10 million illegal aliens, most of them high school dropouts, into a country where we don't have any low-skill jobs for them to do, does anybody really think that's going to help America? Then I've been arguing that. Does anybody really think dosing kids with puberty blockers and cutting off their healthy sex organs, is anybody even bothering to investigate whether that makes them happy? No, they're not. They've stopped even arguing for it. All they're doing now is whipping up hysteria, and their only argument left is that they're going to punish you if you push back.
And there's no argument, John. They're not arguing. Yeah. They're just doing it.
Right.
I mean, there's no debate. I mean, the deal is in a sense, you know, I saw this a while ago, maybe a couple of years back, is that what's happening in Israel, and of course it's quite evident today, is similar to what's happening here in the United States. You have a people in Israel that just want to live in peace. They want to just be productive individuals, protect their families, enjoy life. And then you got the other one that wants them wiped out. Well, guess what? This is America today. We have a percentage of the country. I can't even say 50% because it's less than that, because they've been overrun by these, by these people that have really have changed the demography of this country. And they've overwhelmed us with these illegal numbers now. So you can't say 50%, but it's less than 50% of the country that is fair minded and peace loving. And they just want to work hard and enjoy life. But then you've got the other half that they're so weaponized, John. They just want you dead. They literally they want you dead and gone.
Well, and here's proof of that. Kyle Rittenhouse was trying to speak at an event with Charlie Kirk. And he was besieged by violent rioters. Again, everybody now knows Kyle Rittenhouse was simply defending himself against a pedophile who was trying to kill him in a mob that was chasing him, that shot at him, that tried to smash his head with a skateboard. Everybody knows he was acquitted because the video evidence showed he was defending himself. These people still hate him. They still
exactly.
want him dead. They
yeah.
still want him dead. That's what they want from us.
Yeah. So here we are. I mean, we're like Israel right now. You've got half the country wants to survive, and the other half that wants you wiped off the face of the earth. And that is the left's mindset. And people need to wake up to this binary choice that is before us, John. There's no negotiating with these knuckleheads. I mean, here we are. We just negotiated another budget, you know, $1.2 trillion. And the Democrats are all, you know, and those on the left are all, you know, excited and everything. Because what it did is the Republicans rolled over once again, and they gave them fodder for this 2024 election for them to go back to the constituency and say, you see how, see what we're doing? We are in control, and look at all these great things that we've done for you. Until guess what? We're right now $34 trillion until we finally get to that point where Congress can't print up any more money. And we're just flat broke. And now what's going to happen in the streets of America? You're going to have riots. I mean, this is, we're going to be like all these other third world countries.
Haiti.
Yeah, exactly. I was just going to say. Yeah, go ahead.
We're turning into Haiti. Mike Johnson sold us out. The Republicans in Congress, the thin red line that's supposed to protect us, are selling us out. I think if the Democrats sent the Republicans in Congress to concentration camps, those Republicans would cast proxy votes from the concentration camp to fund the guards at the camp in order to avoid a government shutdown.
Sad but true, John. You're exactly right. I mean, this is how messed up this is. Because, you know, the thing is the left has gone so far left, and I keep saying this to everybody, is that the middle is no longer the middle. They've drug, you know, it's kind of like that tug of war. And the left has just pulled the right of the Republican Party way past the center line. And the Republicans are thinking they're negotiating, you know, based on this new center line, and go, wait a minute, just go back 10 years and look where the center line was. You know, you're rolling over. You're not. This is not a fair fight. You're getting your lunch bag handed to you or stolen from you. And then this is why they hate Donald Trump, because Donald Trump, he knows how to negotiate and he sees really clear what's going on. And they're embarrassed because, you know, just some logic makes them look so bad, John.
They're possessed by the devil. You can't negotiate with someone.
Is switching your wireless
exactly.
service to Total by Verizon easy?
Totalmente.
And you get unlimited 5G data? $25 a line for 4 lines on the unlimited plan? At an amazing price? With no contracts. Should you switch to Total by Verizon? Definitely.
Totalmente.
Find a store or switch suavemente at totalbyverizon.com. Monthly rate when you activate without a pay, plus taxes and fees. Discount begins the month after you enroll. Additional terms apply. See website for data management practices.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances. heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
About a weaponized government, we talk about this binary legal system, this multi-level legal system, lawfare, all this injustice that's happening. America, you've got to wake up. I mean, you're next. I mean, Donald Trump is exactly right. What they're doing to Donald Trump, I mean, this bond that they're, that they put upon him, in violation of the, Eighth Amendment. But they don't care about the Constitution. And I think, we were talking with, Court Kirkwood earlier. He says they don't care. I mean, the Constitution be damned. This is where it's at. I mean, we're almost delusional, John Zemerik, to think that the Constitution is still in play here. I think we're fooling ourselves.
Well, Bill, that's why they constantly talk about the fact that some of the founding fathers were slave owners, and they want, just like large parts of the world and almost the whole Muslim world at the time. Mm-hmm. But America is the place where abolitionism actually took root and worked, and also Great Britain. But they want to destroy the Constitution because it's an obstacle to them wielding power. It goes back, Woodrow Wilson hated the Constitution because he said it made government less efficient. Well, that's the point of the Constitution, is to stop tyranny, is to control the human tendency to bully the weak and rob the minority and cage everyone up and whip up the passions of the mob. The whole point of the Constitution was to prevent America from turning into a tyranny, from becoming the kind of hellhole that it's becoming today. I've got a new piece at the stream, a narco tyranny in the USA, Hunter Biden versus Peter Navarro. Mm-hmm. A narco tyranny is the tactic that's been used by tyrants over the centuries. It was used by the Nazis. It's what's used by the mafia, used by the communists, where you have one set of rules for your friends and one set of rules for your enemies.
Exactly.
Anarchy for me, tyranny for thee.
Exactly.
And we see it in the fact that Peter Navarro, a Trump administration official, is being sent to prison for boycotting the Kangaroo Court January 6th committee, which we now know deleted crucial exculpatory evidence. We knew it was politically biased, a total partisan hack job from the beginning. Who helped it along? Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger, and the Republican establishment. Kevin McCarthy, Mitch McConnell, our own leader sold us out. But Peter Navarro took the brave stand of refusing the subpoena to go testify at that Stalinist purge trial. He's now going to prison. Hunter Biden refused a congressional subpoena in December 2023. Mm-hmm. Nobody's arresting him. Ask Democrats how they defend that selective enforcement of the law. They don't even bother. They just say, shut up, fascist, and then they send a mob to attack your house.
Exactly.
Or they try to get you canceled or fired. That is the methodology of a narco-tyranny, and it's literally how the Nazis came to power. In the late 20s and early 30s, the Nazis were nothing like a majority in Germany, but they had street mobs. Mm-hmm. The original Antifa were the Nazi brown shirts, ironically enough. But they would beat up their political opponents. The police would come, but the judges were biased in the Nazis' favor. The judges thought the Nazis were good young patriots, so the judges would throw out the cases. They would send the socialists, the Catholics, the labor unions, the Jews, they would send the people who defended themselves against the Nazis, they'd send them to prison, and they'd give the Nazis a slap on the wrist. It worked for the Nazis. It's what they're doing to us now.
Nothing new under the sun, John. Nothing new under the sun. It's rinse and repeat. And here we are, and this is what's happening, to your point, in America today. And I'm like, I just want to grab America, you know, that whatever, 50% or less than 50%, but close to 50% of Americans that still believe, and they still want to believe in the American dream. And you know, like we've got people in churches who supposedly should know better, and you know, only 50% of people who go or people of faith will actually bother to register to vote, and of that 50%, only 50% will actually go out and vote. I mean, you're contributing to this.
They're being lied to by false prophets, people like David French. I've got a piece at the stream.org, David Vichy French, where I literally compare that so-called evangelical, so-called patriot, so-called conservative, who has now endorsed Joe Biden. I compare him to one of the historical leaders of Vichy France, the French who collaborated with the Nazis. I do a point-by-point comparison of how sellouts like David French and Russell Moore and Mitt Romney and Nikki Haley, they are mimicking what the French who surrendered did in 1941 to 1944 when they collaborated with the enemy. These people who lost control of the Republican Party in 2016 would rather see the country destroyed by the demonically possessed radical left. They'd rather see that happen than see Donald Trump and his voters rejuvenate the Republican Party in a populist direction. It's like if they can't win the baseball game, they're going to blow the stadium up with everyone inside it. It's just that act of petty destruction and hatred, not really for Donald Trump, but for his voters. Mm-hmm. They hate us.
Yes.
They're spitting on us. Mm. George W. Bush equated the January 6th peaceful protesters with the 9/11 hijackers.
Yeah.
That's what these people think of us. Remember John McCain's funeral when they built that pyramid for him on the National Mall and buried 100 slaves and 100 horses to serve him in the afterlife. No, I'm kidding. But when that bipartisan cult ritual, remember George W. Bush holding hands and virtually smooching with Michelle Obama? While Donald Trump was pointedly forbidden to attend,
yes.
All the people who, all the Republicans who attended that funeral and gussied up and nuzzled with the radical left, that showed you the enemy within our leaders who have sold us out. They're like those Indian chiefs who would be corrupted by the white man with barrels of rum and trinkets, and would sell out their tribe's land so that they could get drunk and they could enjoy themselves. That's what the Republican establishment were. They're Indian chiefs drinking from the bottle of rum.
Well, look what happened to Hawaii, John, to your point. Exactly the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. At stream.org, in this piece that you have, Anarcho-Tyranny in the USA, Hunter Biden versus Peter Navarro, you bring out something that I wanted our audience to take note of, and that's the elites. They're admitting it's okay to win elections by cheating. They have no shame. There's no shame anymore. They just, we're cheaters. It's okay. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, this is the Rasmussen poll, and Rasmussen said, this is the most frightening poll result I've ever seen. 38% of the wealthiest Americans, almost all of whom are on the left, 38% say it's just fine to cheat to win elections. And of the ones who describe themselves as political junkies who spend a lot of time on politics, like the real pros, something like 67% say it's okay to win by cheating. You can't negotiate with people like this. You can't work with them. You can't compromise with them. And, you know, the Republicans in Congress, you've got people keep peeling off and leaving Congress. Kevin McCarthy resigned. Ken Buck resigned. We're down to a one-vote majority. That they're trying to throw the House back to the Democrats before the election so that they can certify a fake so that they can steal the election.
Exactly. This is the thing that's amazing. The timing on all this, John. I mean, I'm sitting there going, wait a minute, Kevin, why are you leaving when we're already with a thin margin already?
To punish the Republican Party and the American people and Donald Trump's voters, to punish them because they are traitors.
Yeah,
they are traitors who are selling us out to the enemy.
And they let Santos go, knowing you had a thin margin. Nancy Pelosi, that would never happen under Nancy Pelosi. She would not have lost. I don't care what. I don't care as bad as this guy was and how much he lied and whatever. I mean, they just threw him under the bus. And, you know, and what is the gain? What's the gain for the Republican Party?
The gain is for the elites inside the Republican Party. They would rather destroy the party than let the people have it. And they're doing a good job.
Yeah. Well, this is why they're freaking out with Donald Trump. And it's amazing to watch what's going on. You know, something has to give here, John. This cannot be sustained. I mean, either we just go down. Yeah, amen. Go ahead.
We need to pray for Donald Trump's personal safety because we are dealing with possessed people, possessed by principalities and power.
Well, there it is. That's what Jonathan Cahn said. The Return of the Gods. Great book, by the way. John Zamarica, senior editor of The Stream. Stream.org is where you want to go for more information. Check it out for yourself. John, thank you as always. Appreciate you. God bless.
Thank you. You too.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.